The Donegal TD, who raised concerns in relation to the sexual abuse of residents at the HSE-run Ardgrania Court Complex in the Sean O'Hare unit in St. Joseph's Hospital in Stranorla, has called for the HSE CEO and board to resign. You are probably familiar now that an unpublished report found that at least 18 residents sustained abuse over a period of 13 years. The abuse was carried out by a former resident who is now deceased. The Donegal TD, who very much brought this to the public attention and indeed is calling for further action to be taken, is Deputy Thomas Pringle. He now joins us on this morning's Northwest Today. Good morning, Deputy Pringle.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm not bad, and thank you indeed for joining us as always. One of the key issues that needs to be established here is maybe how long did the HSE know about this situation, and why was there such a delay in taking action and indeed releasing information on it?
Yeah, that's the most worrying aspect of this. I mean, the whole situation, the abuse and the sexual abuse that took place is worrying enough and it's bad enough in its own right. But the fact that the HSE have attempted to nothing short of covering it up ever since is more worrying, I feel, because we have to, it begs the question, is how many other places have reports already been made in relation to this that we don't know about. And I think the reaction of the HSE has been appalling, and I think it needs to be called out for what it is.
Now, in your view, had it not been for the whistleblower that brought this to light, had it not been maybe for the steps that you had taken to make sure that the, well, concerns of the whistleblower were followed up on to an appropriate fashion, would this ever have seen the light of day?
No. In a word, no, it wouldn't have. Now, the whistleblower and the staff in the Ardgrania Court have attempted to have this dealt with at all stages, and they attempted to get the HSE management to actually deal with this. They formally made the HSE aware of it back in 2003, and the HSE, 2007, and the HSE didn't do anything and didn't follow up on it and didn't protect residents. And what makes it worse is actually they did isolate the perpetrator for a certain period of time, for about a year and a half, but because of budgetary reasons, they moved him back into the general population and the abuse started off again.
Mm. He was deemed to be less of a threat at that stage, but again, for those who would have been abused and for their families and for this particular detail now to emerge, you can only imagine how they're feeling, Deputy Pringle. It must be so frustrating and annoying for them.
Yeah, it's appalling. Like, you know, and I feel very, very strongly for the families, because the families actually were never made aware of it at any stage until actually I had started raising it with the HSE, and I insisted that the families would be told, because the families didn't know this. In many cases, they were the person that was responsible for their loved one, and they needed to be told and they needed to know what was happening. But in fact, then what happened was the HSE actually didn't tell them the truth. And then in some cases went and saw them and said, look, we were going to tell you this sexual abuse could have happened. Here's the phone number if you want support. Bye. And left again. Like, and that was it.
Mm.
And that's just unacceptable.
Yeah, it's inadequate. I think everybody is agreeing on that. And I know I see some various representatives of the HSE been interviewed on this. Now, the severity of the assaults, as we've established, completely shocking. Equally so, the fact that it ran, as you've already mentioned here, from a period of time from 1990s up until 2016. You have heard the response of the HSE, like the rest of us now, through interviews and statements that have been issued and so on and so forth. But going from the press release and what you have said already in the course of this interview, Deputy Pringle, you feel it's obviously not enough and you want further action to be taken.
Yeah, I don't think it's acceptable. I think that at this stage, it's nothing less than the board of the HSE should resign, and the CEO of the HSE as well, Paul Reid, should resign on foot of this, because this has gone the whole way to the top of the HSE, and they've continuously tried to cover it up, and that's just not acceptable. It's not on, and in this day and age, if we ever want to deal with these situations and put in place systems to make sure that these things won't happen in the future, it's only by being open and being truthful about it that we will do it. And we can't we can't be sure that the HSC are doing that. And that's the sad part about this. You know, I would have little or no faith in the HSC actually to do anything properly now.
That is the fundamental issue here that's probably going to be in the back of many people's minds, that those who have loved ones in HSE ran facilities, and I know that this is hopefully an isolated case that we're talking about here, but do you feel that as long as the chief players remain in their positions that they are currently in within the HSE, that public confidence here has been completely eroded?
Yeah, I think so. Like, well, obviously, I can't speak entirely for public confidence, but my own confidence in the HSE, and you know, and as a public representative, you would hope that the people that you would be talking to would be taking on board what you're saying and dealing with it properly, and willing to deal with it properly. But I literally can't be sure of that, and I can't be sure that they're going to do things right. And for that reason alone, I think we need to have. Public confidence needs to be restored, and the only way to do that is by heads rolling and ensuring that the people that come in to replace them know what's expected of them and know that, that we won't accept anything less than the proper standards.
And finally, Deputy Thomas Pringle, I know the bell is going there behind probably to signal a vote in Leinster House at the minute. One of the most difficult experiences you've had to deal with throughout your political career so far?
Yeah, it's shocking, and it's very difficult to see the difficult time that families have, and you know, and really is the force that they're hearing about these instances, and to think that, you know, it has gone on for so long, and little did I think, it's 2016 when I met the whistleblower first, and he outlined the concerns he had to me, and little did I think that here we would be 5 years later, and still ongoing, and there's still a bit to go yet to have it resolved.